Welcome to the Inside Out Show. I'm Devin Almonte, and together we are learning to see the world through God's eyes and doing our best to live that out in our everyday. Every Thursday here on the Inside Out podcast, we take a look at the stories that are shaping our world, the funny, the feel good, the frustrating, the faith enhancing. It's a bit of faith, culture, real life, all delivered with warmth, clarity, and a bit of humor. This is Inside Out Thursday edition. Welcome. Coming up here, we're starting out with our anchor point devotional, Feet on the Rock. It's about getting our footing right spiritually and practically, because even a small turn inward can throw everything else out of alignment. Then we're going to talk about a new movie that I don't recommend going to see. It's called The Carpenter's Son. Nicolas Cage is in it. He's playing Joseph, but it's a horror film. This is what happens when culture decides to rewrite the story of Jesus. And then finally, we're going to get to our main story, Roblox. Lots of states taking action against the company. Two-thirds of our children under the age of 13 are playing games on this app. Stuff that you're going to want to know what's going on here. We're going to talk about it. Back when I was a kid, I don't know what age, but I was young. I used to walk with my feet turned in a little bit, pigeon-toed, I guess. Not terribly, enough that my parents noticed and wanted to correct it. And the reason they want to correct it is because it can cause problems down the road. Like when your feet are pointing in or slightly in the wrong direction, everything else gets affected. Your knees, your hips, your posture, it's all connected. That is so true, spiritually speaking. When our footing gets off, even the slightest turn inward or outward, the rest of life will start to feel off balance. And maybe not at first, maybe we don't notice it, but it becomes a subtle shift in our living and our priorities. We get caught up in the noise of the world. And it usually isn't until later that we're wondering why everything feels off balance and unstable. And we spent all these years compensating for the problem. I think about that when I watch the news, because there's so much chaos, so many opinions flying around. It's easy to turn inward or turn outward, and we lose our spiritual balance. And I'll feel it. And I got to remind myself that I need what is solid underneath me, something that is unshakable. Psalm 40 verse 2 says, "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, and he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand." I love picturing that, because it's not just about being rescued, although he does that. It's like he picks us up, fixes our feet, and just plop, reestablishes us, replants us. This is how you need to stand. This is where it's going to be. Because that's how we walk right. That's how we walk steady. And yes, many years later, my feet still turn in slight a bit, which is a great reminder that spiritually we still sometimes need those realignment checks. Are our feet pointing in the right direction? Are we standing on the rock, or are we slipping back into the mud? Have you seen the new movie trailer floating around? Nicolas Cage is playing Joseph, the father of Jesus, in a horror movie. Here's a little bit of it.
Pray. Find the strength to bear against Satan.
What does Satan look like?
Like people amongst us.
Have you ever seen it?
It's called The Carpenter's Son, and it's as strange as it sounds. This is definitely not a feel-good Christmas nativity story or something you want to see for the holidays. It shows Mary in the desert. Joseph is facing off with something that looks half demonic. And then the young boy, Jesus, with all these powers that he can't control, apparently. And it's got the creepy music, the whole thing. It's based on something called the Infancy Gospel of Thomas. Have you ever heard of that? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. It's not in the Bible. Neither is the Gospel of Thomas, which is different from the Infancy Gospel of Thomas. The movie is focusing on these early writings that really twist who Jesus was. It's really all these stories of Jesus when he was a child that are more fantasy than reality. For instance, Jesus is made to look like a bully who lashes out at people who make him mad, and he's just kind of out of control with his power, unpredictable. You know, if you bump into Jesus the wrong way, and he's going to strike you down. Totally opposite of who Jesus is and who we know Jesus to be. The loving, sovereign, heavenly Father, sinless. Okay, all right. They're calling it bold art, very creative. Others saying this is straight up blasphemy, right? You wouldn't see this with other movies and other religions. And movies like this, they just drive me crazy because they're meant to stir the pot. They're meant to be provocative, to stir the outrage, blur the line between what's real and what's not. And that's what bothers me, trying to just create this doubt, confusion. And that's what the enemy loves to do. Twist the truth just enough so it sounds somewhat familiar, but creates all that doubt. And not to mention fear, because this movie, if they actually do it well from a movie standpoint, it looks terrifying. Like, I really hope people don't leave terrified of who Jesus is. And so if we come across people that have seen it or are talking about it, it's a great opportunity to help that person know, hey, that story is not in the Bible. And here's what scripture really says. Because when you know the truth, you don't have to fear all these counterfeits. You don't. Culture will always try to rewrite Jesus, deconstructing him, reconstructing him in whatever way they want. But the real Jesus, the risen one that we know and love and cherish, he doesn't change. Hebrews 13:8 says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If your kids play Roblox, or if you have ever said, yes, my kids play Roblox, but at least I know they're not using the chat features, you might want to listen to what I have to share today. So it's not good. The Kentucky Attorney General is suing Roblox, calls it a playground for predators. On October 7th, just this week, filed a 68-page lawsuit against them. I'm going to play a little of it for you.
Today, as Attorney General, I'm proud to announce the Commonwealth of Kentucky has filed a lawsuit against Roblox for its knowing failure to protect children from the darkness that lurks on its platform. The platform has become a playground for predators who seek to harm our children. We're holding this platform accountable for online sex rooms. We're holding this platform accountable for sextortion. And we're holding this platform accountable for child sexual abuse material. Holding them accountable for allowing extremist sextortion groups like 764 to groom children on Roblox and other platforms. Earlier this year, a 25-year-old Kentucky man with ties to 764 pleaded guilty as part of a plot to groom, extort, threaten, and even conspire to kill a child as young as 8 using various online platforms. We also learned that after the gruesome assassination of Charlie Kirk, sickening so-called assassination simulators immediately popped up on Roblox. They allow children as young as 5 to access bloody images of the shooting. Here is my message to parents. Get your kids off Roblox.
Did you hear that? It is horrible. It is way worse than we could ever imagine. And this isn't just Kentucky. There are dozens of lawsuits against Roblox, Louisiana, Iowa, Texas, Alabama, North Carolina, Missouri, Michigan, California. And it's the same pattern everywhere where parents think it's safe. They're kids' games. We know sometimes TV shows can be questionable. So we think we're doing what we can by trying to monitor all of this for our kids to some degree with different parental controls. And then we think we're okay. I am in that camp. We let our kids play on Roblox a little bit, but I'm trying to be that parent. It's just a little bit. We don't do it all the time because I know there's kind of some talk around that app. But honestly, it really doesn't make that big of a difference what we are doing. I mean, yesterday my son was playing and we use the app Bark, which is that online monitoring program, which watches over activity online so that we can see what's going on, with that we don't want our kids chatting with strangers or violent content, sexual content. And so we are doing that. But I will tell you, I went down the rabbit hole with this, like a lot of clips and videos on what is underneath the surface here. And it's awful. It's just terrible. This stuff, it is too big to police as a parent. So I do want to say that, because I think sometimes we think we're going to be able to manage it. Good intentions. I think that's great, better than not managing it, but it is too big to police. It would be a full-time job for you. It would be more than that. Roblox can't even police it, and the police can't police it. So I'd say that we are probably out of luck thinking that we are going to be able to manage this. Just some of the stories coming out, there was a 13-year-old girl in Iowa who was groomed through Roblox and then later kidnapped from her grandmom's home and then trafficked. Coleman, the Kentucky Attorney General, said that Roblox has over 13,000 child exploitation reports in just 1 year. So first, if this is a little over your head and you don't know a lot about it, welcome. That's me. I don't play these games. I haven't played them with our kids. I watch them a little bit. My husband can do it better than I can. I find it so painful to watch. I can't stand these games. It's like all the YouTube shorts that are just junk. And so I can't even focus because they're switching screens and I don't understand what's going on. So I'm not really going to be able to engage well, but at least let's learn a little bit about what it is. If you don't know, it is a massive online gaming platform that has 111 million daily users. And what makes it unique or different or fun or whatever you want to call it is that these games are all user created. So anybody can create a game. So that includes people that do not have good intentions. A couple years ago, Roblox changed their rating. So they have a teen rating saying this content is for teens. And there's also a little bit more of a content descriptor that says diverse content discretion advised, which is basically code for we host everything and we can't promise it's all going to be appropriate for your 8-year-old. And it's a little bit different than weeding out content that you don't want to watch on, say, Netflix or something like that. Although I find that stuff questionable at times. But let's say your kids are watching Charlie Brown, okay? And it's Charlie Brown's pretty innocent show. And it's a scene where, do you remember the scene Charlie Brown goes to kick the football and he falls and everything? And then suddenly after that scene, you're going to find yourself in some totally sketchy, awful corner of the world. And suddenly we're watching X-rated content or violent content. It's horrible. And it's all in the same app. Except that your child has no idea that they just walk through that door. And either do you. Here's what really got to me, just kind of learning more about this, because I was very much the parent of, well, as long as they're not chatting with people they don't know, then I'm okay with it. Wrong. Because even if you turn off the chat, even if you put in all the parental projections, even if you have Bark, there are still enormous dangers that we aren't seeing, because people that want to do wrong know how to do wrong and know how to get around all the systems. They know how to pose as other kids. They will sometimes offer Robux, which is the in-game currency. Like you can earn that to get to different level. You can buy all kinds of things. And so these bad performers will use this as bait. And so your child might see this and think it's just part of the game and have no idea that they're really being set up. They think they're just getting free stuff or that they're going to get a higher level or a higher ranking. Then there's this whole Discord thing. You've heard of Discord. This is not part of Roblox. And it's another social app, mainly for adults. I don't think they market this to kids at all, but a lot of chat app gamers like to use it. And so what predators will do is they meet kids on Roblox and then say, hey, let's chat over here on Discord, and it's a lot easier to chat there. And so suddenly your child can very easily create an account that you don't know about, talk to somebody that you've never heard of in a space that you can't monitor because you don't even know that it exists. And even if they don't do any of that and they're not setting up a Discord account and they're not leaving the game site, some Roblox games have these embedded hidden browsers. Okay. I have talked to people that have had this happen. So imagine a secret window inside the game that then redirects your child to external websites outside of the game. So it is still possible to get something like a Discord link inside Roblox without even having a Discord account. Does that make sense? So it's just, it is a massive system hidden underneath these supposedly innocent games. All right. And the content. Some of these user-generated games, they might include avatars. All right. And you've seen avatars. You get to pick your person or whatever. Well, some of them might be naked avatars. And just to be clear, Roblox does not allow this. It is not part of their platform, but being prone to sin and because people know how to get around rules and use third-party apps and all these other creative means to do this, they're able to find a way to create this. And then they create these sexual role play scenarios all within the game. Some of them are called condo games. They've got these like dating style games or even violent games. And you don't know it until you start to get into this world. And little by little, you become a little desensitized and you also start to go through more doors and you get a little bit more exposed. That's what the attorney general was talking about, that these five-year-olds are seeing assassination games. How can we possibly deny that there is evil in the world? And then don't even get me started on the gambling component of this. Oh my gosh. I'm probably going to do another episode just on the gambling addictive nature of the Roblox app specifically. You got these like loot boxes that work like slot machines and our kids are learning to chase these rewards and spending money compulsively. I've talked to some parents who have spent hundreds of dollars a day on Robux. It's like feeding a drug habit. So when I say it's bad, it's bad. Think of the worst part of your town or your city. It's the place that you know, okay, avoid that area after certain hours, or the place that you tell family and friends, just take a different route, don't go that way. I would argue that you would be better off dropping your kid off at that place than you are dropping them off on Roblox. Now, please don't go do that, okay? Like, but you get the idea. It is complete depravity, the worst of life and humanity on this app. And we are opening the doors and letting our kids go there. I'm on X and it makes all the infighting and name calling and porn that is on X seem rather tame. There's a book you have to read if you haven't read it called The Anxious Generation. The book is excellent. And the reason I'm bringing it up because it ties to this, that we have spent so much time trying to protect our kids out in the world, right? Helicopter parent, like we're not leaving our kids alone in a parking lot. We don't let them go for a bike ride. We don't want them to be kidnapped. And so we're doing all these things outside where I would say there's probably less danger there. Of course, we still want to be careful because it is a dangerous world. But the world that we are missing where we really have to watch out and be careful is online. All the stuff that they're doing there for their mental health, their well-being and the predators and all this stuff that is coming at them, evil knows where to go. And it flocks to where our kids are and they tend to be online. There's this guy that goes by the name of Schlepp. His real name is Michael and he's a major Roblox user, avid user, game creator, one of the best since he was 10 years old, just loved it. He was invited to all these events and he was unfortunately groomed on this platform. Here he is talking about his experience.
And, you know, I played for it or played the game over years. And I mean, you know, it evolved into me like taking it seriously, learning programming a little bit. And, you know, I thought it was cool, but, you know, it was pretty like crazy to see, like, I guess how it evolved from something innocent to something really bad.
Just awful. It breaks your heart. He ended up in the hospital too for a suicide attempt. But I'm thankful for people like him because he's now speaking out about what happened to him and what is happening. And he's been conducting sting operations on the platform, trying to find these predators. He's been successful at that, catching some of these guys, reporting them to police, having them arrested. And then Roblox banned him. So that was recent. I think that was in this past August, banned from the platform. So he can no longer go on the platform because he violated the terms of service that Roblox has in place. Apparently they've got some vigilante clause or something. But think about that. The survivor, the victim, got banned. And the predators, who are all over the place, hiding in the dark corners, they are still playing and they are still present. Just to be clear, Roblox is not promoting them or allowing them to be on the app, at least to my knowledge, but they aren't doing enough, in my opinion, and the opinions of countless others, to protect children. I mean, what are they doing to truly protect children here? It's a profit at all costs mentality. I would really like to hear more about Roblox's plan to protect kids rather than their plan to capture more of the gaming market, become a $20 billion company. Let's just hope that's not off the backs and souls of our children, because kids are getting hurt right now. Lots of them. They say they've got all these advanced AI moderation systems in place and thousands of safety reviewers. But when you've got 13,000 exploitation reports in a year, and so many states suing you, I don't care how good your AI is, it's clearly not enough. And while I am not a fan of gaming in general, if they fix this, then okay. Is it possible? I don't know the answer to that today. Between the addictive nature of games and these dark underworlds that exist, I don't know if we can honestly get there. If you've been a parent that has been letting your children play for years, this is not to make you feel like a terrible parent. You're not. You are a caring parent. And like I said, our kids, you know, my son was just on Roblox yesterday playing a game with a friend. And in the moment, it feels like we've got a slight handle on it, right? I was aware that he was playing. He came and asked, and it gives us quiet for a moment. I'm getting dinner. He's doing that. I'm trying to figure this out too. But I think at least what I have been feeling with all of this is that, and this is the hard part, like, we can't outsource our kids' well-being and safety to a platform that doesn't share our values, our core values. And the trouble comes in, and this is what I struggle with, because we want to believe that we can Christianize these things. You know, we take this secular program or the secular company, and we're just going to tweak it a little bit with the settings. We're going to turn off the chat. We're going to make sure it's got all the parental guidelines on it, time limits. And we think that's enough. Okay, now it feels Christian enough to be safe for us to use. But I think that can really be the wrong approach. Some of this stuff has to just be outright rejected. Both paths are going to be hard, letting them play or not letting them play. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them." That means that we are to have no fellowship with these things that are sinful or morally corrupt behaviors. Steer clear, okay? And instead, what are we doing? We're kind of trying to mold it so that we can make it more acceptable. We're trying to have fellowship with the very thing that I don't think we can have fellowship with. 1 Peter 5:8, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And this whole digital gaming world is very much that hunting ground. It is our kids are the prey. The traps have been set. Our world today is so different. Different from how I grew up, probably how you grew up. We didn't have to monitor all these things that they were on this to the same way that we do today. And even if we don't like it and it feels exhausting, which it is, it's part of the times. I think we do have to step up to the plate to help them navigate this, help coach them through this. Remember that it is okay to say no. Like, it's really okay to say no. All right. So I'm going to give us some things that we can do right now to get a better handle on some of this stuff. First of all, I think the very, very first thing to do with your child, and we've done this with both of our kids, is to have the conversation, the you're not in trouble conversation. It's always safe to talk to me conversation, because when they are exposed to all of these things, there are so many things that could happen, from bullying to them wanting to take their life to sextortion stuff going on. There was a story of a boy who did that. He shared naked photos of himself with who he thought was another girl, and it turned out to be some scam artist and trying to con him out of money. And he was humiliated, couldn't tell his parents, took his life. So what I wanted my kids to know is hopefully that will never happen, but that no matter what happens, that there is no shame and no humiliation with us. They can come to us with whatever it is, and we love them. Because hiding in shame is what these predators count on, and fear. And grace and unconditional love is what will break that. The next thing, if we are letting them on these games or YouTube or whatever, I think it is wise to do an audit. I'm not always so great at this, but I think it is wise to audit everything, check what's recently played, make sure your kids know that you're doing this, not to check up on them, but to let them know why and the dangers that lurk there. Third thing, boundaries. I highly advise no Roblox. Totally get rid of it, at least until they can prove that the right safety measures are going to be in place. And before we think it's okay because we're a parent that is on top of things or loving our children and we're actively involved in our children's lives, this is not just kids that are isolated and alone, home alone and have no parent around. These are happening to good families that are watchful of these things. And while it can seem hard sometimes with our busy schedules, it is critical that we replace screen time with real connection. So maybe just start one night a week. If you don't eat dinner together, maybe that is the thing that you do. You have family dinner together or a family game night. Go for a walk, go for a bike ride, play a card game. Real life is far better than any online life that is out there. And as believers, we can't expect a worldly platform to live up to a biblical standard. Of course, we want to mold it into something that is more biblically acceptable. And sometimes we just can't because this world is not our home. And so sometimes the way out is just saying no. Sometimes it's being that different parent. Sometimes it's the hard conversation. And you know what? God honors that faithfulness. Whoever you are on this, whether you're just learning about this now or you've made changes, my prayer is that God would give us the courage to protect what he has entrusted to us, which is our children. So let's prioritize our kids' souls and our souls over screens and eternity over belonging to the world. And I know we can't do this alone, but we're not alone. Thanks for listening today. Again, I will do some kind of follow-up at some point, maybe next week, on the gambling side of Roblox and what's going on there. But in the meantime, let's choose wisely. Let's live boldly for him and live our lives inside out.